I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
All right, I got a bunch of stuff that just came out. People digging through the millions of emails. Just as I've been on air, I'm sure there's like 1,000 more horrible things. But I've seen Mike Benz explain that Bitcoin is definitely a money laundering operation. It's definitely tied into intelligence. And I'm not saying I'm against Bitcoin in general, folks. I'm just saying. Well, now we have the emails of Epstein in 2015 saying the Bitcoin Foundation's going bankrupt and we're going to take it over. And they basically did, to have most of the people that actually, you know, were administering it and controlling it, so they could then create basically phantom Bitcoin to manipulate the market. That's just another window into this. So Dan Pena says, if you knew who was really behind Bitcoin, you would run as fast as you effing could to sell it. What do you make of these revelations?
I've never been a crypto guy, Alex, because I don't understand how it works. And whenever anyone's explained it to me, it seemed like it was a problem. Like, it's kind of like why I don't play individual stocks and I don't deal with individual stocks, because it's like sitting at a casino table for me, where there's an unknown number of players at the table, and an unknown number of them also work for the house. That's the way it always looked like for Bitcoin. I got a friend of mine or cousin who kind of handles a lot of any investments that I end up doing. And his issue has always been, it only takes a couple of big players to move something in a way that you can't even see or understand. And, you know, like, people have seen this. They've had the rug pulled out onto them. There's been pump and dump strategies on lots of different cryptos. And so it always was a shady thing to me. People want to put money where they want to do it. People can tell me they can make a bunch of money on it. They do fractional trading. I got friends that live on it, and that's fine. And, like, you know, it's just that. It's not real to me. And maybe I'm old school like that. I understand real estate.
I'm not saying people are bad that are involved in it. I'm just saying,
yeah, there's,
you're
just
not
clearly
super smart like you guys are, the average person who get burned. But here he is explaining, we can get control of all the developers and control it secretly and then manipulate it. And then they basically did take it over to a great extent. So I have
no doubt that capability. There's another guy that I was just watching a video on earlier who did some digging into the Epstein stuff. And he was taught, his name is Arthur Kwan Lee. He's got a YouTube channel. Pretty interesting guy. Talking about traditional masculinity, and he's an artist. And his point was, it doesn't. If there's ever something where you don't necessarily understand how the valuation happens, then there's always an opportunity for someone to scam. And he was an artist. He was talking about the amount of money laundering that goes on in art. And so Bitcoin and art and other, like, sort of tools that the really high net, ultra high net worth individuals can move around. Like, they can do things that you can't with it. And so you can hide money, and you can move money, and you can share money, and you can manipulate markets, you can pull people, and you can fund all kinds of crazy operations. I mean, how many spinoff companies has the CIA created that were actually lucrative? One of them's in the files, actually. It's talking about the airline they did, where it actually made money. It had 4,000 worldwide employees, and they moved it to Ohio, right? Because there are things that take off and take on a life their own. And our government shouldn't have independent autonomous projects where people working there suddenly are turning tens of millions or hundreds of millions of dollars for their pet projects or slush funds. And so all of that stuff is really scary. I mean, this is exactly what Americans didn't want. They want their government to be accountable. And as we were talking about over the break, and this is like sort of a non sequitur in some ways, it was $100 for me to go out and take my kids for breakfast. I wish our federal government was as financially frugal and cut as many corners financially as the average American family like mine has to do to be able to make ends meet and make sure that everything is going to be okay. We have the exact opposite. They throw crazy money into things, and sometimes stuff, you know, it takes off and it has a life of their own. And then they have more, you know, kind of FU money to do weird things that they should not even have the ability to do because it's well outside the mission. Our government has grown so dramatically that it doesn't even represent something that's accountable to regular people, and including to the chief executive, to the president. And I think that's the biggest problem that people are seeing. That's a lot of what this represents to folks. Completely, completely untethered from any sort of left or right boundaries that represent, like, why it exists in the first place, the task and purpose of government.
Well, that reminds me of the press secretary last week and also Bondi. It's like, oh, there's all these kids getting raped. Put the stock markets up. Let them eat the Dow. Let them eat Standard & Poor's. Let them, you know, eat the NASDAQ. It's literally let them eat cake. We'll be right back.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Kyle Serafin, the Kyle Serafin Show, .locals.com, at Kyle Serafin, on X, KyleSerafinShow.com, Rumble.com/Kyle Serafin. Kyle, you wanted to get into this tabletop exercise we learned happened in the summer before the Jan 6 situation. And of course, we have the FBI director caught lying, saying no feds there. We know there were 200 plus and all the rest of it. But this is a big deal for you because you also have big think tanks involved, and it's just more perjury. Using your expert x-ray, you know, vision, a normal person reads this and probably doesn't glean as much as you do about why this is so important.
Well, it's important for a couple of reasons. And honestly, it actually ties into the thing we just talked about with Bitcoin. So for me, the issue with Bitcoin is if a third of all the Bitcoins are owned by 10,000 people and I don't know who they are, think about whenever the stock market's been manipulated. Think about any time that any commodity or any sort of like publicly traded asset or anything that we should otherwise be able to understand is manipulated. It's when people start having proxies. It's when people start going outside of the scope of the sort of the safety rails, right? So if you start having shell companies and holding companies, and if you start one person is manipulating a lot more than it looks like they actually are, this is the exact same problem that our federal government has gotten involved in. The mission set has crept so big. By the way, I'm actually quoting Cash Patel from the Glenn Beck show in 2023. He said, it's mission creep. He said the same thing to Sean Ryan. So the guy that's currently running the FBI right now theoretically understood the problem. You want to talk about betrayal? It's when somebody tells you, I know what the problem is. I'm going to go in and fix it. And then they don't do it. This is why people are mad about the Epstein files when it comes to Donald Trump. Because he said, yeah, I'd be willing to open it up. Well, that we took him at his word. Same story with Patel. If he walks in to an agency and you tell me that you understand that the intel component of the FBI is the issue, and there's two parts of the intel component. One of them is the intelligence division, and then the other part of it is called the counterintelligence. That's like theoretically looking for spies and protecting national security. But those people are the issue. Hands down, without question, if I was going to say, where is the left-leaning part of federal law enforcement? It's the part where intelligence overlaps and is able to do law enforcement. And the reason why is really simple. So let me give people an understanding. People that work in intelligence are, generally speaking, highly educated. That doesn't mean they're smarter than you. It just means they spent more time in school. We know that the institutions are overtly captured by the political left, and the ideologies that are espoused there are very left-leaning. And they think government is the solution. And then lastly, the actual nature of intelligence work is information without asking for it. So they're willing to lie, cheat, steal, beg, hack, you know, compromise people to get information. That's the nature of intelligence.
It's very passive-aggressive. It's very left-hand path. It's very liberal.
It has no business being involved in law enforcement at the end of the day, like, because law enforcement has to be procedural and process oriented. And if it's going to be about justice, it means that you have to assume that the person you're investigating gets all these sort of, restraints on your ability. And intel is the opposite. It's like, I can get it any way I get it, then I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it through FISA. I'm going to get it through paying a source to go and steal it for me. And then, you know, they stole it, but then I pay them after they get it, even though I wouldn't be able to otherwise have it. If I can buy it from a private company, I'll do that. And all that is to say, there was a FOIA that was released, that it was published by the Cato Institute, which is kind of left-leaning, as far as I understand. Like, Cato is what? Kind of libertarian-ish, and they kind of go either way. Cato was able to determine that there was a tabletop exercise that essentially laid out what ended up being kind of the theory of what happened on January 6th in the summer of 2020, long before the election. And so they attributed it to the Boston field office. And this is where it gets kind of interesting. They attributed it to a field office, which is not necessarily less leaning. And actually, I have some friends that are in there, and they're actually relatively conservative people. I know conservative people working in Boston for it being a liberal city. The crazy part about this story is that it was not actually run out of the Boston field office. It was run out of the headquarters component. And this is what is lost when you don't know about the animal you're talking about. And I have it on pretty good authority. The two supervisors that were involved was a woman who's named Tracy Bissett, B-I-S-S-E-T. And there was an agent supervisor named Tony Rogers. They were both out of the FBI field office in Boston, but they were working in headquarters. Now, remember what Patel said when he was going to go into the FBI. He was going to fix it. How? He was going to shut down the Hoover building day one. He was going to break out the Intel component and send it back. Well, where did these people come from? Counterintelligence, as far as we can tell. They were intelligence agents working in the FBI. They were supervisors, and they were on TDY, or temporary duty, working at headquarters. So they went to the Death Star. They went to the place where you go to do the evil things, because what happens in Washington, D.C. is unlike what the rest of the field is like. People that work in FBI field offices oftentimes are just like any other person. They want to go do their job, and they're not particularly political. People that work at Hoover oftentimes are sort of snowed in by the power and the influence and the feeling of being in Washington, D.C., which is gross to regular people. If you ever work there and you're like, ah, oh, I got to leave. 5 years was a really long time for me to work in Washington, D.C., and I did everything I could to get further and further away from the Intel component because it was the worst part. They said they understood how to handle this business. The fact of the matter is it's going to continue to come back and bite them in the ass. The same way that the Epstein files are going to come back and bite Donald Trump, the lack of getting rid of the Intel component, probably 55, 60% of what the FBI does, is going to keep biting regular Americans. It's actually going to bite the Trump administration in the ass. And it's going to be the thing that comes after all of us, whenever that is, whenever it swings back the other way and it becomes advantageous for the government to serve its own interests once again in a way of coming after people that are conservative or dissidents or, you know, speak out against whatever it is the government does, that want smaller government and less of it and all that. Like, that's what we learned. And we keep learning this stuff. It keeps getting dripped out. For a guy that was touting, and this is Patel now, who was touting the most transparent FBI in history and saying how many files they turned over, like some sort of number of files, does anything to tell us about the spirit of what's going on behind there. Listen, I can give you 99% of the information on a story, Alex, and not tell you the critical part that gives you context, and it won't mean anything at all. So I'm being so transparent by giving you all this stuff. But what's the value of it? Does it do anything for you? Nah, because I only have to redact a little bit. If you look at a really good redaction, what do they leave off? The names, right? And where they worked and what they were doing at that time. They can tell you all the other stuff, and you just can't figure, if you just knew the name of who was doing it, or you knew where they were working and what role, then you could be like, aha, we can find the villain. This is why it's so nefarious when I see this stuff. And it's ongoing, and it keeps just dripping out. We're now, what, we're over a year deep into this administration. And that means they've had a full year to get their feet underneath them and start doing the right stuff.
Sure, you're not really doing good it. At getting at all the minutiae and predictions. Big picture, I can't believe they're not using this against Democrats when it's all them. But I get Trump thinks it'll quote hurt the stock market. Plus, sir, they're making it about you. But I don't see in Trump's pig-headed world, especially whenever he's got sycophants that'll lie to him like Bondi and Todd Blanche. I don't see this changing course. So I don't want to just sit
Alex,
here.
If regular Americans, if like 50% of Americans, and like, look, I'm not in this situation, and thank God I haven't been, because I've been very responsible fiscally, and I went 14 months without a paycheck. I know a little bit about financial hardship. I got suspended from my job. We lost our healthcare, all the other stuff that went on when I left the FBI. But if like half of Americans cannot afford a $400 emergency that pops up, they get a flat tire and they can't replace it because they can't afford it. Or, you know, they need some sort of a piece of radiator goes out in their car and they can't afford to do that. And then they're screwed. Like, if $400 is the make or break line for half of America, or even if it's only 45% of America market, you can tank the whole damn thing for all they care because they don't have any money in there. And if they do, it's a 401k they're not going to touch for 20 more years worth of working. So tank it now. You know what I mean? So this is the problem when you're looking at it. And I think this is the issue that Trump has also surrounded himself with a lot of really wealthy people who've been very successful. But he's got billionaires in his cabinet. He's got people that have tons of money. He's got advisors that are worth tens of millions of dollars.
Yeah, he's definitely, they don't experience he's regular definitely stuff. Up in an ivory tower. And Elon Musk, that came in and straight shot him, was really trying to go after it all. They got rid of his ass.
That's it. Everyone saw it, too. And this is where it really changed for the sentiment of people that wanted to be behind the agenda. It's not that people said, oh, we don't like what MAGA's about. We don't like what Donald Trump has said. They wanted all of it.
We like Elon sleeping there at the buildings and literally the left free hand. We were getting real action. But as soon as he said, we're going to look at the Pentagon and the CIA, it was like, you're gone.
Right. They were going to live stream an audit walking through Fort Knox. You remember the discussions about that? And everyone was like, let's go. Let's do that. Like, let's show people what's going on behind. But once again, if you show whatever, why are they so scared of doing it? Why is Scott Bessent at Treasury saying like, well, it's already good. Everything's fine. Like, everything's fine at Fort Knox.
Because there's no
Even
gold
if it
there.
Is fine. Maybe there's no gold there, right? Because listen, if you walked in and it was just haul after haul after haul of pallets of bricks of gold, and everyone was like, holy crap, it's all there. That looks good. The audit checks out. We can see the audit. You can visually see that there's a ton of it. Everyone would be like, okay, fine. In the meantime, I've got comments popping up because I pointed out today that we didn't get that audit and then nobody's talking about it because they assume we have this goldfish memory. And people were like, well, you saw that Donald Trump's been putting a lot of gold up in the White House. It's like, Donald Trump is not taking the gold from Fort Knox and putting it on the walls of the White House. Like, let's not be ridiculous. But can we also say that you've lost the trust of people when you say you're going to do something and it is within your power to do it, and then you don't do it? It's within the power of the FBI director to carve off the intel component and send it over to ODNI and Tulsi Gabbard. And what happened instead? Alex, you and I have done shows about this, where they had a fight over turf, where Patel is actually trying to defend the size of the FBI and make sure that it stays bigger.
Oh, okay, I mean, that is Gabbard the opposite of what they ran on. We're going to look at foreign involvement and others in Charlie Kirk shooting. He said, no, you're not supposed to be involved in that. Even though Congress created it for that. So, yeah, the listeners know that Cash Patel's bad. You predicted Bongino to the day when he would quit. From everybody I talk to now, that work around him, they literally call Cash Patel the diva. I don't have some hard on for him. I'm not against him.
That's the thing that's going to come after Donald Trump first. That's the component that did historically. That's why we're talking about January 6th, why we're still not done with it. By the way, there are still 12 J6ers who were not pardoned. And it cost Donald Trump nothing to finish that. Like, what does it cost to pardon Joe Biggs or Stuart Rhodes or the others? Nothing. Like, he loses no political capital at that point. So if we're going to be in a world where you have the power to do something, you said you were going to do it, and then like you do some sort of half measure, or you say we're going to go do an audit, and then you're like, I just take their word on it. Like, that's not the way that we operated. That's not who people wanted. And it will be the same people that are still working there. It'll be the same sort of deep state operative people. It doesn't matter what you call them. It's going to be the entrenched bureaucracy that will turn on Donald Trump. They will turn on Alex Jones. They will turn on me. They will turn on your listeners when it's convenient for them. The same people that were investigating J6ers and were tying them up in lawsuits and making their life a living hell. Even the people that didn't get arrested for J6 that just sat around for years wondering, am I going to have a knock on my door and it will be the FBI? Those same people, the agents that were doing that, are now rounding up Antifa types. The same exact person. And it's not because they were like, well, we used to be against MAGA people and now we're against Antifa people. Nope. They were just told to do it and they do what they're told. So the management that's willing to flip-flop so conveniently to do this stuff, that's where the danger is. That's where you get the component of people that are working in this operationally moral realm where whatever's good for my career is good enough. This is why you end up in danger. And this is why Donald Trump doesn't seem to understand. That's why I will continue to beat on what's going on with the DOJ, with the FBI specifically. The other components are less obvious. But yeah, ATF is still an issue. They're still out there. What happened to being pro-Second Amendment? They're still fighting cases actively against places like Gun Owners of America. And we've got people like Jeanine Pirro going out and saying, you know, you have a Second Amendment right, but as long as you follow all the rules or policies, and we'll lock your ass up if you show up with the wrong permit. I mean, you're getting the wrong messaging from these people. It should have been go in there with the chainsaw. This was the Doja
narrative. Sure, and I mean, I've been showing government. For TV viewers from Goldfinger, James Bond.
That was great.
Where you got the Chi-Coms and everybody trying to take over the building. But you know, the truth is it's all gone. And you're right. I mean, it's just sad to see so much good
being
done.
You got to show it. Alex, if it's all gone, you got to show it. Like, People can handle the most crazy things in the world. People get leveled every single day by personal tragedy. They wake up, they go to work, they're having a nice day, and their whole family gets killed in a freaking head-on collision with some illegal alien driving a semi-truck. How do you come back from that? And they do. They survive. Like the story
you
of
have
Job.
To. What people don't survive is 99% of people end up in jail or dead or commit suicide when they win the lottery. If they didn't have money before, it ruins them. People tend to get stronger, actually, with adversity. So... But here's the thing. I know why Trump does it, because I talked to insiders. The gold was leased off and moved around other places decades ago. The last August, it was like in the 70s or something. Trump's like, that's embarrassing that we don't have gold. Don't show it. That's embarrassing that a bunch of our bankers are pedos. Don't show it. It's all about don't show it, don't show it. It's the pride thing, and Trump has this pride thing for America. He doesn't get the whole world already knows that we're, you know, like this. So are they. And people have a hunger for fixing it.
Yeah, people want to see the person who's willing to take the risk to show it, who knows that it's going to be dangerous for them personally. They want to see one of your staff holding onto a guardrail with you leaning over the edge of the volcano and them holding onto your belt so you can get the best look at it. And you're like, this is what's happening. This is how bad it really is. People want to see how bad it is so they can assess for themselves what to do next. And then they can make good decisions. Or you could keep lying to us and you could put people out on Fox News that are going to tell us that everything is great. I heard Peter Navarro say that this is the Goldilocks economy. That might be the most offensive and stupid thing I've ever heard. It's the Goldilocks economy, and it's just as good as the greatest time that was ever in the American stock market in 1998. And everybody who was alive today that was also alive in 1998 and was sentient, like teenage or older, would hit a button and go back to 1998 in a heartbeat because there was an obviously better time then. Things were more affordable. There was more hope. People thought America was the good guy. Maybe some of that stuff was BS, but you know what? They had that thing. They had the hope and the belief that something better was coming. The reason why people are feeling devastated is because they get lied to. Then people say, no. Now here's the real truth. And then that's a lie. If you do this incremental lying, where every time you tell me something, it's false. And every time you tell me there's a little bit of it that is discredited, it feels very
purposeful.
Yeah, but
I go back to this. You said they're just rope-a-doping and trying to demoralize
that's
us.
It. That's what it is.
That's the left.
They're walking you into it.
But at one level, but Bondi telling Congress, I've complied, here's everything, and then she didn't. I mean, that's going to be really, that's going
to... She has to know, right? And guess what? All of that stuff is, that's indictable if they decide to do it. We already saw that they were willing to do a weak indictment and let Jim Comey off of it. But now that pane of glass has been broken. We can go after former FBI directors. We can go after former presidents. They already did it to Donald Trump. We can go after members of cabinet and sub-members of the cabinet. So that's already been broken. That's already built into the cake now. So where does 2029 end up? Like, I think it ends up with people getting indicted. People from this administration are not playing like this is a game for all the marbles, that they're playing for their lives. They're playing like everything's going to be fine. So maybe they made a deal and they're going to be okay. And like just the regular peons are going to be screwed. Or maybe they didn't. And they just don't realize that the left doesn't miss on this stuff. And it's not necessarily a left and right issue. But at the end of the day, the people that have power that are in Washington, D.C., that are playing these games, and you're playing with lies and you're basically doing a discrediting operation. And you and I talked about this over a year ago. It looks like a discrediting op when you tell people to go out and say stuff and then everybody knows it's not true. We go, hey, didn't you say something different? How come you're not addressing why it's different? And they go, shut up. You're just a black pillar. Shut up. You're just a doomer. Shut up. You're just being a jerk. You're panicking. Nobody's panicking. Like, I just, you know, I don't want to stock Bitcoin. I want to stock brass and lead in my garage because I can hold on to it and I can move with it. And if I need to, it's going to feed my family or protect my family. Like, regular people are looking around going, there's something obviously wrong. The house of cards feels very, very shaky. The scaffolding under which all the American system is working, if it's protected, if it has to be held up to protect pedophiles, like, I think most Americans would say, let it all fall. Like, let there not be an America if that's what America stands for. Because I don't know who eats a bacon cheeseburger, wants to see children raped, and that's going to be the, like, as my buddy Steve Friend says, you have to go to the end of the line where we're going to do all these things, and we're going to lie to you, and we're going to share you only these things because you can't handle it, and that's why we have to let the elite pedophiles go. If that's the answer, find me an American that wants to put their hand up and go, like, yeah, I'm in for that. That's what I voted for. Because I don't think it exists.
Well, you're absolutely right, and, after you leave, I'm going to play some clips of a bunch of people asking, why are they so evil? And what's the norm with these Woody Allens and these Noam Chomskys and these Jeffrey Epsteins and, you know, all these other Bill Gateses and their creepy mad scientists who have all this power but don't have it with just normal people on the street, or you know, who want power over women and are intimidated by full-grown women, so they like to do the thing. But look at this. It's so famous. By famous, it's come out a lot, but never actually become famous in the news, how lotteries are for money laundering. So much of it's the same people winning. It's so corrupt. I checked this. It's true. It's in the Epstein files. His foundation, overhead shot, please, the Zorro Trust. By the way, Zorro Ranch was never searched. 10,000 acres, folks. The island and New York were. 80 million lottery ticket that they won September 30th, 2009. How suspicious is that?
Yeah, like what? You hear about these things every once in a while as a money laundering possibility. There were a couple investigations here in Texas as well about it. I remember reading about that because I was living in New Mexico. And I mean, I can't disprove it. I don't have the facts to prove it either. But Alex, when certain people win the lottery and they clearly have no business to even be playing the lottery because they are already fabulously wealthy, it looks like payoffs, doesn't it? I mean, that's kind of the thing. There are people who have done multiple lottery wins and you're like, well, some people get struck by lightning twice. It's like, okay, maybe they do, or maybe there's other nefarious things. And you know what would be nice if we had this, like, I don't know, creditable $11 billion a year institution that wasn't doing intelligence games and screwing around with our money, but was actually just like looking for government corruption, which is one of the main things the FBI can actually point to as a useful function. Government corruption should be the number one thing they do. They should be going after dirty cops. They should be going after white collar fraud that's happening at the state level, because who else is going to investigate it? And they don't. They're not.
And now we're not even seeing any indictments of high level people for all the Somali fraud. Look at this. Noam Chomsky.
Yeah, we're on from that. We've moved on.
Noam Chomsky told Epstein that he was fantasizing about his pedophile island, and he also demanded $500,000. He goes, right here, I'm really fantasizing about the Caribbean island. And
the emails are the most damning. And again, like the redactions on there too, where we're asking questions. Like, okay, fine, you don't want to give out his email address. I get that. Like, fine. But at the end of the day, Where are the write-ups that said, we got these emails, we looked into these people, and we determined that this looked really, you know, incriminating, but we had this exculpatory information that basically said,
yeah, like,
this
hey,
was
we're
not
delivering
what it looks
the
like.
Sex slave to the Hyatt, the financing's taken care of. Look at this. Wake up to pure evil, says Liz Churchill. Tom Pritzker to Epstein. I'm remote valley of Afghanistan, which super pedophilia. It's my birthday wish. Boys with toys. And the whole family's obsessed sexualizing children and the transgender operation.
Right. Okay. So here, like, imagine then you find out that he was also just going to be visiting some FOB somewhere where some soldiers were going to let him shoot machine guns. And so that's what boys with toys mean. And it's totally innocuous. You'd want to explain that. Like, that's why the context was relevant for all of this stuff. I don't know that it was, and you don't know that it wasn't. So we're just left to go, well, it looks really damning. And that guy's kind of a scumbag and he's a fat billionaire that does all kinds of weird stuff. So we just assume the worst, and maybe it's wrong. And if you have enough stuff that they can eventually do, if one of these things holds and then they go, look, you got that all wrong. And here's the context. Where was that context in the first place? And all that does
like
is discredit
the
people
like
that released
this.
It.
There's literally tens of thousands of emails about, yeah. Oh, one piece of pizza for seven people. It's you're in 11.
I know.
Oh,
I, nobody you, talks like that.
Bring up the jerky. I'm sending the jerky
nobody
to the
talks
laboratory.
Like that. Nobody talks like that. That's why I know it's worse than what they said. And again, dozens of people have resigned and been fired from very prominent positions. And it wasn't because they were flirty or they were eating beef jerky together with Jeffrey Epstein.
No, they know.
It's because there's something else there.
They're scared the truth's coming out. Kyle Cerevit, thank you so much. Talk to you soon. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, you've heard about methylene blue. Well, we have the best. 7 years ago, my medical doctor told me, get on any USP-grade methylene blue. Just buy it online. So I did. Really didn't feel anything. My wife felt some energy. I knew it was good for my mitochondria and cells and the telomeres and things, but I kind of forgot to take it because the results weren't that dramatic. Then my main sponsor, Bigley, almost a year ago, said, try this. We have true USP medical grade out of Florida. This company actually makes it for the medical system, but they're letting us buy it and put it out. Unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. 15 minutes after I took it, I felt electricity through my hands and body, surging energy. It was actually kind of scary. Then it peaked in about an hour, and then no letdown. You can take this stuff and go to sleep.
My workouts got better. My clarity, my focus, it's really been crazy. So, you know, the news and information we cover is super accurate. You know, the guests we have on have track records of being super accurate. I don't promote anything that isn't bona fide and real. So for all of you that have been on the fence out there, believe me, you're missing out if you don't go to the alexjonesstore.com and get our Ultra Methylene Blue. It is simply insane. I've given it to almost every guest that's come in on the show. I forget sometimes. And every guest has had from dramatic to insanely incredible results while they're still on the air for an hour. So here's some excerpts of what they had to say about it. You took Methylene Blue about 30 minutes ago. Are you feeling it?
I think I am. I feel it in my head and neck, too. My brain's going really fast. I really like it. I'm going to have to get on this stuff.
Here, show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it. Unlimited power! Oh! Ah! Yeah!
It kind of gives you like a boost of energy. It's not like an energy drink where you get the jitters or like you're just ready for the day and you're never going to sleep. It's more so like it clears the brain fog where you're actually, you know, able to focus more clearly.
You feel instant energy, but without the jitteriness of caffeine and focus. What I felt was focus, mental focus.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible.
I feel lighter. It's really interesting. I almost like feel smarter.
With Methylene Blue, I do notice that it does seem to give me more mental energy.
You totally feel the difference. I use the bottle you gave me. It's great. It totally makes it, you can feel it. It just keeps your energy level up and plateaued without bonks. So I love it. I used the bottle you gave me, and I came back to Austin just to pick up this pump.
Well, you can always get it at thealexjonesstore.com, but we'll certainly give you all you want. We also have the capsules.
With this, it's like in your head where you're like, you can feel it. Your body's a little tingly, but you're just more aware of what's going on.
Powered by Methylene Blue, Ultra Methylene Blue at thealexjonesstore.com. I love knives. I know you love knives. They have finally gotten a whole bunch of the knives that were sold out back in, and they've gotten a bunch of new, really nice flip knives. These bad boys right here. I mean, these are absolutely amazing. Flip really easy and locks for you. This is Forest Green, murdered out. It's got my little signature on it, so it's a little piece of history. It's a great memento. It's a great gift for your friends and family, and it funds the operation. And they're up to 50% off right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're there, get some ultramethylene blue.
What do you got there, Angel Eyes?
It's a new Patriot Silver folding knife from thealexjonesstore.com.
Hey, Blondie, look at me. I got all three.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Our love is unconditional. We knew it from the start. I see it in your eyes. You can feel it from my heart. From here on after, let's stay the way we are right now. And share all the love and laughter that a lifetime will allow.
I cross my heart.
I cross my heart.
And promise you.
And promise to.
The listeners and viewers of this broadcast.
Give all I've got.
I'm going to work as hard as I can to be accurate. And to tell the truth no matter what. And to stand up for all of our freedoms. Because we are all in this together, ladies and gentlemen. I fight this tyranny for myself and my family. But for them to live in a free world, you got to be free too. And I do care about you. So all these evil people that think it's cool to be evil, cool to be corrupt, they think they're getting away with something they're not. Those of us that are trying to be good have been around the block and really know that good is the only way to go. Now, I saw a lot of clips this morning that I was going through, and it kind of created an idea in my mind just to say, let's look at the different points of view of why this is happening and understand that
it was already going on. So as horrible as it is to learn it's all real and learn it's all true, for some of you, decades after I learned about it or years after somebody else learned about it, some of you knew about it before I did, at least we know what's going on now. And at least we can stop living in denial. So Tucker did a recent interview where he said he doesn't expect any of it to come out because this is the above the law ruling class. And then Andrew Schultz, my old friend and comedian, notices a revealing trend in Epstein files. The people related to Epstein files, there are really no entertainers, no athletes. Who is it? It's really fat, old, short nerds. And he goes into how they have all this power, but they don't have it socially. Well, that's also why they hate people. But it's also spiritual. They want the power to control your body. They want the power to rape you with a poison shot or rape you with 5G or brainwash your children against your will. It's all about seeing what they can get you to go along with. That's why the lockdowns were all just a psychological warfare test to test you and see what you would accept. They want to make you into drones. They want to set up two-tiered systems where they're above the law and then you basically have no rights. It's feudalism. It's classical slavery. And I got some other powerful clips as well. And then the big Crowley globalist high priestess, you know, famously posing with Lord Rothschild in front of a painting, Lucifer summoning his armies. She's real mad at me and just did a podcast. I gotta tell you, I am honored to have her attack me over the years. I'm honored to be known by my enemies. I'm honored that I'm in the Epstein files now more than 40 times I found. Every one of them saying I'm crazy, I'm evil, I'm bad. Oh, look, Jones is exposing Pizzagate. We gotta stop him. And the leftist media is saying Jones is in the files, but not saying how I'm in the files, hoping people read that and think I'm actually involved with them when I'm the guy day one the most on the map exposing them. You can go search the files for yourself and read it. But it just shows how desperate they are. So here's a clip of Tucker Carlson.
He knew everybody.
Yeah.
And in every country. And he's weighing in on every event of the moment that he's living in. So, like, he's shorting the global financial crisis. He's discussing the fall of Gaddafi in Libya before it happens and trying to figure out how to profit from that.
Totally plugged in.
Like, at a level that, you know, as someone who just, like, covers government, I feel like I know plugged in people. Never met anyone that plugged in.
Yeah.
So what is this? Mm. He represents no government. He clearly works for Mossad. He clearly works for CIA. He clearly is in contact with both and clearly British intelligence. So he's not working for Israel. He's not working for the United States. He's not working for the UK exclusively. He's not working for anybody, really. He's kind of this independent power broker working with a series of other independent power brokers together who form some kind of supra government above all representative government in the West. That's the clear, you know, so like, what is that?
Yeah. Do you think we'll see arrests?
Well, it's been almost 20 years that some of this material has been in the custody of governments. Most of it is still hidden, and there have been no arrests. Instead, there's been a consistent, over decades, effort to shield the people exposed from arrest. So, no. I mean, there may be performative arrests. But the big question is not, was there blackmail? Yes. Was there sex with minors? Of course. Was there some kind of weird religious practice that we would describe as witchcraft? Oh, yeah.
Mm.
But the bigger question is, like, what was this? It's clearly an informal governance body over what the rest of us consider the authorities, which is to say governments, nation states.
About 4 months ago, I was last on Tucker's show in Maine, and he and I both predicted a mass awakening to the satanic rulers of the earth. Remember just a few years ago, Tucker confiding into me about the demonic attacks, and everybody said he was nuts? Nobody's laughing now. This is a great awakening. So here's popular comedian, a good friend of mine, Andrew Schultz. And he's on there with Charlemagne the God, a leftist. And they're talking about, why is it old, rich, powerful nerds? Well, they kind of get it wrong. They say it's because they're insecure. They just want power. No, they were drawn to power because this is how they are. It's demonic. It is a ritual. Charlemagne says that and gets it right. Schultz is right, though, that it is a certain type of people, but that's because it's the rite of passage to get into it. It's about, are you ruthless? They don't just rape kids. They don't just kill kids. Again, they give you poison shots. They adulterate your food. They steal your 401k. They're out to get people, and they have to have tests to see, are you like us? But at the end of the day, they're mad scientists. And these are all initiations. I can't tell you how many people, you know, think they're getting recruited into a government agency to fight tyranny. And then they're given missions that are immoral to see if they'll do it. And nobody's worse than the medical system. My dad, 14 years old, top of his class, winning science fairs, all this stuff. His mom's a principal. He goes, I want to be involved in NASA. They're sitting around all this paperwork through the Kennedy administration that was part of the thing that was started by Eisenhower, the WizKid program, to get all the best and brightest. And they go, oh, you've been selected at UT Plan 2. I'm not going to tell the whole story before I've told it before. Plan 2, where they send high schoolers to college. They said, my dad said, great, I'm signing up for NASA. They go, yeah, first place you're going to work is MD Anderson Cancer Research Facility. And my dad told me about it when I was a kid. He said it was all a test to see what we did. He said these people had signed away their lives, experimental stuff. And he said some of these scientists got off on killing people, and it was all a test to see if I liked it. He told them, I don't like it. So they said, oh, we got another project for you now, and another project for you now. But it's just like Fauci with the Beagles, removing their larynxes, putting a bag over their head, tying them down, and having flesh-eating worms eat them. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. It was all about seeing, can they get people to do this? That's what this is. People are like, there's no point. Of course there's a point. They don't just not care they gave you poison shots that erased immune system, sterilized, and killed 30 million plus. They did it on purpose. They like it. I know most of you get that, but other people, new viewers, are like, well, that's crazy. You're judging them by your character. You haven't studied history. History, it's more normal to be run by psychotics than not, because good people won't stand up for themselves, usually. The psychotics want the power. Good people don't. Then we'll go to a TED talk where they're promoting pedophilia, saying it's no big deal, back to back. And then we've got John DeMartini, who was raised a Jewish family, believes that evil does not exist. John believes that children invite rape into their lives. That's what Sigmund Freud said. And that there are upsides to the murder of children. Evil does not exist. So they always tell you it doesn't exist, so you have no morals to stand up to it. That's right. Let's play those clips back to back.
Do you want to know what I think it is? That's why I asked the question.
Okay. So if you notice like all the people related to the Epstein files, right? There's really no entertainers and no like athletes.
No.
Like almost zero.
Yeah.
Right? Who is it? It's like scientists, politicians,
spiritual leaders,
billionaires,
yeah,
right? Like hedge fund dudes, finance guys, right? It's really all like fat, short nerds, okay? Who are super alphas in their life. They're the most brilliant people in every room they step in. They feel like they are the man constantly, except for one aspect. When they're in a room and it's them and Denzel Washington, the girls ain't looking at them. When Bill Gates, there's the perfect picture, and Bezos isn't on the island or anything like that, but remember that video of Jeff Bezos and his new wife meeting Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yes,
I remember his wife is looking at Leonardo DiCaprio. Like, Bezos isn't even there. Mm. She's drooling over this meeting with Leonardo DiCaprio. Jeff Bezos is like, I built the most successful company in the world. I'm going to send you to space. And Leonardo DiCaprio is just in the room and she can't even look at her husband. And I think that's what they go through in their everyday life. They're like, why are these people who made $200 million and felt like they had to make more than that?
They made more than that. But I agree with what you're saying.
The point I'm trying to say is I think the reason, and I don't think it's just with Epstein. I think they're getting hookers and stuff all the time.
But why underage is what I'm saying. Why underage in particular, and specifically, why is it underage girls?
I don't know. I honestly...
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, it's like, are they natural-born pedophiles, or is this some, like, type of ritual?
So what you're alleging is they're requesting them to be underage.
I'm just wondering why is so many underage girls?
Right now, most of us feel discomfort when we think about this scenario. And most of us feel discomfort when we think about pedophiles. But just like pedophiles, we are not responsible for our feelings. We do not choose them. But we are responsible for our actions. And we must make a decision. It is in our responsibility to reflect and to overcome our negative feelings about pedophiles and to treat them with the same respect we treat other people with. We should accept that pedophiles are people who have not chosen their sexuality and who, unlike most of us, will never be able to live it out freely if they want to lead an upright life. We should accept that pedophilia is a sexual preference, a thought, a feeling, and not an act. We should differentiate between child sexual abuse and pedophilia. We shouldn't increase the suffering of pedophiles by excluding them, by blaming and mocking them. By doing that, we increase their isolation and we increase the chance of child sexual abuse.
Everybody who's been raped attracted it into their life.
Anytime you're addicted to
the... No, answer this question. Everybody who's been raped attracted that rape into their life.
1,300 cases of pedophilia.
And the children attracted the pedophile.
And you really want to go there? Let's go. All these things that we label good and bad have been labeled good or bad depending on who you're taking sides with.
I have a really hard time with this. If I went home today and somebody was assaulting my wife, I would forcibly stop it.
Probably.
No, you not would value, probably, 100% well, certainly. I wouldn't say, maybe this is his belief and this is my belief.
You're going to react in that setting exactly proportioned to your morality at the time. If you see what he's doing as evil, you're going to do what you can to stop him.
But it is evil.
In your perception, it will be.
It's not okay to beat a child to a pulp. It's not okay to sexually assault a child. There is something actually fundamental inside of us that is on a driving force towards life, love, freedom, the experience to live this beautiful world. And if somebody is intentionally interfering with that, we have an obligation to try and prevent or stop it. You can override your impulses. I've wanted to hit somebody and not done it.
You've repressed it inside yourself and then attacked your customers right here in front of me.
Attacking you?
Well, you're basically taking information that goes against what you say, and you're saying, I'm just going to refuse to put it on my show because of it. It's like a fight to you. It doesn't match your belief system, so you're ready to fight. And
your hands are shaking.
When you say that you're going to not go any further on a podcast because of what I'm saying,
because fundamentally,
that means it challenges you, and you're wanting to avoid it.
No, because it's putting out information that I think is detrimental to the world.
I'm not going to pacify my research. For any human being on this planet, nobody. The reality is that there's upsides to that event.
There's upsides to the murder of children?
Yes, there's upsides to it.
I think we're going to have to stop here, John.
Evil always tells you, you don't have a soul, you don't have free will. There is no good and evil, but oh, they've got all their rules for you, and then they're the moral ones. Children can't buy liquor. Children can't buy, drugs. Children can't join the military because they're not of age. They can't make decisions. We protect them. And children, Sigmund Freud said it was a pedophile. And then his nephew, all of them, Edward Bernays, they're all into this stuff. They're all degenerate drug addicts, you name it. And they're like, oh, the children love it. And we know statistically it ruins these kids. And again, that's just the entryway to this. It's Satanism, folks. Pure, absolute, unadulterated evil. Now, I just saw this black man, I don't even know who he is, concerned citizen posted it. I want to play this in a moment. He says, the devil is here on earth. It's unaliving children. I can't unsee what I saw. Blood-curdling screams of young kids. And I want to warn you, because I looked a little bit. They've tried at the DOJ to hide the stuff they were forcing of Congress, where the videos and photos are dead links. But folks figured out how to get around that. And they've been putting compilations together. I went and spot checked it. It's true. And I'm pretty tough, but I'm going to let all of you go dig through it. I'm not going to click on these thousands and thousands and 180,000 of these things. I mean, the stuff I already found is, I didn't want to say on air. I feel dirty even saying it. And I saw the file, the FBI report talking about it. Then they had the witness, a decade later that told them about it. They confirmed it. And it's a photo of these men. And they are torturing and living hell out of a prepubescent girl. And I already mentioned how they did it. It seems gratuitous to say it again, but her face is beat up, her legs, she's bleeding all over. And then they blacked out the part on her vagina, but they said you could see it. The man has rammed his arm up into a girl, wrecking her for life. Okay? Imagine the pain. And this person survived. And this is who Epstein's emailing this stuff around. Oh, I love the torture photo. I love the torture video. These people need to be dealt with, and you know what I mean. So the devil's here on earth. Here it is.
Well, I just made the biggest mistake probably that I've ever made in my life. Last night, couldn't sleep, looked at the files, started with documents, moved on to video, and my God, bloody hell. We're living in bloody hell. I had to stop because I can't unsee what I saw. In my life, I watched horror movies, not even close. Blood-curdling screams of young kids, the fear in these children. These people are the devil walking earth. The devil is on earth. It was horrible. Unaliving of children. The idea that they've been unaliving children, cutting up intestines and eating them, unaliving babies, violating, essaying these children. I mean, I've never in my life, if you had told me in my wildest dreams, I swear, maybe I'm naive. Am I naive? But if you told me in my wildest dreams that this kind of thing was happening in this country.
Let me know if you think they did this on purpose.
So someone recently found out that if you go to the Epstein Library on DOJ's website, and now instead of searching for something specific, you search for no images produced and hit search, it's going to show you thousands of PDF documents. And when you open them, it's just going to have this blank page that says no images produced. But if you go to the URL up top and remove the PDF part and then type in MP4 and hit enter, you'll find videos that I guess were labeled with the wrong file extension. For instance, here's an hour long one of a jail cell camera with a whiteboard placed in front of it. And all the videos should be redacted, but I don't know what's all on there. So just keep that in mind.
Go look at it at your peril, but somebody's got to. All right, I'll spend more time on this tomorrow. I meant to get to it. It's kind of a big deal. But Spirit Cooking Witch, Marina Abramovich, says that I have been the main problem, that I have led the witch hunt against her, the Alex Jones type stuff, and that Satanism doesn't exist. It's like flat earth. So play clip 4 and 7. And then there's another clip I'll get to, but here she is attacking me, which I absolutely love. And of course, there she is in the interview looking like Gargamel in drag. I mean, this is an outright witch, Aleister Crowley. She's all over this stuff. They worship this creature, and I'm glad to have her not like me. Here she is.
It's this old thing with the investigational emails, the WikiLeaks. And in these emails, the most strange thing was that I invite him, the Tony Podesta, to come to, spirit cooking dinner in my place. So they Google me. See the cut star, communist star in my stomach.
Basically, they would have leapt on these apparently...
they see as a pentagram immediately.
Pentagram, seemingly satanic symbols and whatnot.
So from one
that would have been
day,
catnip, because it
one day from another, I open my email and it's bombarding that I'm the witch, that I'm eating children, that I'm drinking the blood with Hillary Clinton in Pizzagate. I'm completely shocked.
They put it together with the pre-existing narrative, which was based on a kind of bonkers conspiracy theory to do with trafficking of children and satanic ritual abuse. So there was this framework for it, and you slotted into it perfectly.
Completely. And then came horrible, I had to change my emails, I had to change my credit cards, because they was attacking me, they were going to come and, they cut my throat, they're going to take devils out of me. And
crazy then, QAnon, and then, QAnon type. Do you know about QAnon?
Yes, the same guy who said 36 kids killed, in this horrible, the school that actually was actors.
Oh, Alex Jones?
Alex Jones.
Was he your ringleader for the allegations against you?
That is Alex Jones.
Really? Did he get in touch with you, or he was talking about you?
No, talking about me, not in touch. Then he actually promoted me from the priestess into highest priestess. Now I'm high priestess.
According to Alex Jones?
Yeah. I have two FBI agents come to my house to see if I'm okay, because they found the list somewhere in Arizona with my name on the list as a target. That's not fun. So I don't like this at all, and really nothing I can do about it.
It's a side effect of the internet. It's become a dumping ground for toxic conspiracy theories. And I wish I could say, oh, you know, oh, put it out of your mind or move on. But you're right, it festers and it never
really, really affects me. And also, one other thing that's really terrible is this actually. America is so full of this kind of people who can really go and blow your head for no reason. There is a group of people who absolutely believe that Earth is flat, mm-hmm. you know?
Do you still live in America?
I do.
So you have to be careful.
I am. I'm trying my best, really.
We have thousands of photos of her with humans playing dead in vats of blood. People come and drink. That's them scooping little spoons out, eating it. It's unbelievable. It's all over the emails. It's all over the Podesta meetings. Thelema, which is Aleister Crowley crap. Unbelievable. I'll get to more of it tomorrow. Harrison Smith's about to take over, but here's another clip. She claims Alex Jones asked his supporters to pay his Sandy Hook debt. No, it's not real. It's fake. We're battling it in court. Not even true either. My debt for the bad things I did, all made up by these people so they could raise hundreds of millions of dollars off my name. Totally sick. So let's go to that clip.
The same guy, I mean, now, you know, he is sued by the family for $135 million, you know, to pay. And now he asks his supporters to pay back his debts.
The family of the Sandy Hook,
36 children
the bereaved Sandy Hook families where the children got killed. I think now he said, okay, maybe I got it wrong. And
you follow what happened to him.
There was a documentary. It's a pretty good documentary. It's called The Truth versus Alex
totally
Jones.
Fake.
Follows the trial.
I never saw it.
I think you'd find it interesting. And then he goes up to the family and you can sort of see, I think he's a pretty cynical guy in the sense that I think he knew that his audience loved the idea of satanic ritual abuse taking place. And so he began giving that currency. And then he said, you see him going up to the family members afterwards saying, I'm sorry if I got a couple of things wrong.
So they mix Sandy Hook in with Satanism, with a witch. And then they call it the families. 20 families, 6 people sued me. They rigged the court cases. And that's the reality. And we all know it. And now we file a major civil rights lawsuit against them that I covered last hour against the Democrats that ran it. We have them admitting the DOJ ran it, the CIA. It's all on video, all testimony, depositions, everything. Conspiracy against rights. All right, speaking of that, now I ask listeners to buy our great products that are amazing, that then fund our operations. We continue to fight, and we have a huge sale, not just on select products, but store-wide till tomorrow night at midnight. 52% off store-wide on the ultramethylene blue, the ultramethylene red, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. It's all there. Thank you for your support. The devils don't like it, so keep it up. TheAlexShowStore.com. TheAlexShowStore.com. All right, Harrison Smith takes over. I see through a rose-colored darkly. That means I'm trying to tell you the truth, but I'm not always right just about 98% of the time. And bad guys of every stripe don't want this show on the air. But you're the good guys. You have to decide, hey, this guy's a fighter. This guy stood up for this. This guy has an incredible track record. We want to support him. And then I'm going to sell you something that really works so you love it and you get it again and again. And Bigly, our great sponsor, those at TheAlexShowStore.com. No matter what happens, InfoWars, we continue on the Alex Jones Network that's been built. So key. Said, Alex, you keep getting it wrong. We don't have 84% reorder on ultramethylene blue. We don't have 76% reorder on the supplements and average. You're reading that wrong. That's on total customers. We have a 97% reorder from anybody that orders at TheAlexShowStore.com. Well, that's a testament to you guys out there supporting us and how great the products are. Nobody, I mean, a site that has a 20% reorder is seen as successful. That is you being steadfast supporters, and I want to thank you. So we're running the biggest sale of the year right now, over 50% off on ultramethylene blue, on the bovine colostrum, on the new methylene red that's proprietary to us, on the Shilajit complex, the Irish sea moss, atomic defense, and more. But it's only run until next Monday. Got 6 days to take action. TheAlexShowStore.com. Takes money to fight a war. We're fighting a war. Plus, the products are great. So please, get yours now. Over 50% off, but it's an alert. Only a few days left. Thank you so much. Oh.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.